The jobs report taking a little focus away from Wednesday's presidential debate, but Mitt Romney is still campaigning in the glow of what most people consider a huge win for him face to face with President Obama. Are you wondering, how did he do it? How did he exceed nearly all expectations by a long shot? The National Review's Robert Costa joins us with some interesting insight. Bob, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
And it looks like from what you found out that this was attributed much to his inner circle that he had with him.
No, it's really fascinating that Mitt Romney came to Bain Capital in the 1980s and tried to establish a marketing firm, a private equity firm. And talking to his former colleagues, you see that Mitt Romney really cares about preparation. He wants to prepare in a way that masters the subject at hand. He doesn't just want to memorize zingers. And so he took that approach in going into the debate. And he went up to a place in rural Vermont, the home of Kerry Healey, his former lieutenant governor. And he spent hours and hours with Senator Rob Portman of Ohio, his friend Bob White, his former Bain Capital partner. And this went over policy details. They wanted to internalize the data. And they spent a lot of time up there while President Obama was out on the campaign trail or in the White House. And I think it really paid off.
Yeah, you said they were discussing over hot chocolate and coffee.
Yeah, that's one of the little pieces of color I picked up when I was in Denver, because Mitt Romney is a member of the Jesus Christ Church of Latter-day Saints. He, of course, cannot drink coffee. He has never drank coffee. He does have soda once in a while. But Romney, when he's sitting there in the Green Mountains of Vermont preparing for this debate, he loves to have a cup of hot chocolate. And, of course, his really energetic aides like Ed Gillespie and Stuart Stevens, they're drinking cup after cup of black coffee.
By the buckets. It seems like Ohio Senator Rob Portman was really, really instrumental in preparing him and didn't go easy on him during their mock debates.
Rob Portman's role is something I kept hearing about when I was at the debate talking privately to Romney aides who are in Vermont for the sessions. And here's why Rob Portman really, I think, made this debate preparation excellent for Mitt Romney and why it worked. Rob Portman, number one, is very close with Stuart Stevens, who's Romney's chief strategist. During 2000 and 2004, Portman played the role of chief debate guy for George Bush as he prepared to debate Al Gore, and then he did the same for Bush when he was going against Kerry. And Portman has the innate ability to assume the role of a politician. He's almost like Daryl Hammond, if you remember on Saturday Night Live, who can understand the mannerisms and tics of a political persona and really get that person rattled. Now, here's a little piece of color that wasn't even in my article on nationalreview.com. So Portman has learned over the years doing debate prep that instead of sitting in every session and doing mock debates hour after hour, what he does is he tells Romney and his advisors to start preparing for a few hours, and then he's going to come in at the last moment, sit down or at the podium or stand up, and start to debate Romney. He does not want Romney to become familiar with him, to become friendly. He wants Romney to truly think about him as an antagonist, as the enemy. And so Romney used to joke with reporters on the trail that Portman was really getting under his skin, because Portman would come in, not say a word, shake Romney's hand, and they'd start these mock debates. And they hadn't been talking all day, and he'd just launch into attack after attack on Romney. And this really hardened Romney, I hear, during the debate prep, because Romney was really prepared for the president to be on the attack. And then when you saw it, Romney was so prepared for that, and when it didn't happen, Romney was just able to easily assert himself.
Yeah. At one point, I think Romney said, according to you, that he was just glad he wasn't debating Rob Portman.
That's right. I mean, Portman, Stuart Stevens, who's Romney's chief strategist, he told me that over the years he's done debate prep with Portman from 96, 2000, 2004 for presidential debates. Portman has never lost a mock debate.
They said he cheats.
He's just sharp as heck.
Does he cheat too, they said? Tongue in cheek, I think they were saying.
Wait, say it again, sorry.
I think some of the aides were saying that Portman cheats too.
Yeah, that's what Steven says. Well, Portman's sitting there with a huge briefing book during these mock sessions, and he has notes, and he's able to break the rules. And so what they're trying to do is get Romney to be really not only on the defensive and on the offensive, but to get Romney acclimated to situations that he's going to have to adjust to. For instance, with the moderator, you saw Romney was able to speak directly to Lehr and not back down when he wanted to make his point. They had Romney kept coming back to Obama during the debate to say he wanted to do a follow-up. That's what they really practice, to get Romney not only familiar with the, quote, rules and the rule book of the format, but about the different situations that happen during a debate, and to not have to think about what to do, but to
right.
know what
and
to
how
do
to take advantage of them. Yeah, you said that Romney said that he didn't think about it as a political dialogue, but as a grueling 90-minute competition that demanded discipline, and I guess that thinking certainly paid off for him.
No, that's exactly right. Romney has never done mock debates up until September of 2012. During the primary debates, he did 20 of them. He never did mock debates. He always just sat in his hotel room or on the campaign bus and prepared with a briefing book with Stuart Stevens, going over answers, going over issues. It was only in early September up in Vermont that he did mock debates for the first time in his political career, and that really made it a different kind of setting for Romney in the preparations, and it made him think about it differently. That this was not just a conversation to have about politics, but this was something that was a war, this was a political battle, and he had to get his game up.
All right, the National Review's Robert Costa, thank you so much for joining us and telling us how Mitt Romney prepared for the first presidential debate.
Thank you.